Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Tailfin road locomotive, you can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together, a rusty old American dream. Still running, a rusty old American dream.
Good Saturday morning to you. Nothing like live radio. I've said that for 100 years. Nothing like it. We welcome you to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. And if you're new to the show, thanks for joining us, checking us out. Dan Burns is with us this morning. Dan is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. If you are a regular listener to the show, you know he's been around here helping you out for about 25 plus years here on CCO. Good morning to you, Dan Burns.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. I hope you are, too. I chatted with you a couple of days ago, and as usual, you and your crew were busy at Lloyd's, right?
We are busy at Lloyd's Automotive. Yep, it's a good time to be in the car repair business because there's plenty of it to do. That's for sure, Denny.
Well, you know, you and I talk, and I'm not sure where it stands now. And by the way, let me just mention to our listeners, if you have any kind of an issue with your car, truck, or van, and you want to get some idea of what may be ailing before you bring it in for service, call Dan or text Dan. It's the same number. And while we chat, you can do that very thing at 651-989-9226. We mention from time to time some folks who are technicians would be well served if they are really good at what they do to join Lloyd's Automotive. Are you still looking for some A-number one technicians?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. We are still looking for A-number one technicians, and the industry is actually looking for A-number one technicians. So, number one, if you're in the field and well-trained and are looking for a busy, wholesome shop to come to work at, be comfortable at, make it feel like home and make a bunch of money, Lloyd's Automotive is your spot. But generally speaking, anybody that's looking for a great career, a great lifelong career, where they're going to do well and be able to come to work, do their job, and go home and leave their job at home, the automotive repair business is a great option for people.
It really is, and I, you know, we talk with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction about people studying or working in the trades, and maybe college is not right for them, or maybe they finish college, like some folks I know, and say, hey, you know, this is not working. I need to get a gig. The trades are really good. Is it a long process to become, quote, a good auto mechanic, as we call them, or technician?
You know, Denny, the story you just told is my son's story, as you know. He went to college and graduated from college and was looking for work and wasn't satisfied with what he was finding. And he actually decided to go back to back to trade school after college. And so he went to Dunwoody for 2 years and trained. And he's probably since then. It's probably been 10 years since he started school at Dunwoody, And as you know, now out in Denver, he owns three car repair shops and is doing quite well. Yeah. So you ask me, is it a long process to become a good technician? And of course, like everything, it depends on, you know, how your aptitude, how well your natural ability plays into that. If you have the natural ability, you can start making great money right out of school. And you know, certainly there's a learning curve, as there is in any business, but boy, oh boy, we are so willing to work with that, and let you grow, in our company that it's a great place for someone to go. I just can't recommend it enough. It's been a great career for me. I've loved it and would recommend it to anybody.
Well, if somebody, and we'll get to phone calls and text messages here in a second, but if somebody has that kind of experience and wants to check out Lloyd's Automotive, and I urge them to do that, what a great bunch of people you have. Of course, as they used to say in the Army, paraphrasing, fertilizer rolls downhill, and from the top, you guys are great as far as the owners, managers, and you treat fertilizer rolls downhill. And from the top, you guys are great as far as the owners, managers, and you treat people so well, and you do great work. All right, that's enough of the commercial. I didn't mean it to be that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But it is true. And how do we get in touch? How do they get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, actually, Nick will be here this morning. He's the one in charge of all of that. You can give us a call at 651-228-1316, or you will find all of that information on our website at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
All right, good. We'll give you that information before Dan leaves. By the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, and you're thinking about it and you want to wait, well, don't wait. Dan will be with us for a little less than a half hour from now, so making way for Jack Farrell. So if you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait. Send it in by text or give Dan a call. Same number, 651-989-9226. CCO temperature reading right now at 40. We hope to see some sunshine later and highs near 50. Stay with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Here on CCO Radio, this time of every Saturday, we help you with your vehicle problems, car, truck, or van. If you have any issues, call in or text in to Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. And did I get you the address? Where are you located there on Grand?
Oh, we are at 982 Grand, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul.
All right. And we'll, get you that phone number and whether you want to be a customer or go to work there. We'll do that in just a... What is the phone number? Just because I know you're open today for a while, right?
We are. Yeah, we're open this morning. We're open at 8 o'clock. So our phone number is 651-228-1316. Or, of course, Denny, you can find all of this on our website at lloydsautomotive.net. L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent. Our number is 651-989-9226, the text number and the phone number. If you want to chat with Dan, you can call him. Or if it's easier, like some folks are doing, just send a text. Here's one, 2014 Ford Escape. Texter says, when I start the vehicle, the heater turns on by itself, even though it was shut off before the vehicle started. What may be the cause?
Well, there's, control panel that all the heater control knobs and buttons are in is actually a small computer and part of a bigger computer system. And oftentimes when we see symptoms like that, it's that control panel itself that has failed. Good news is that panel, if it's unaffordable, and sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't, if they are unaffordable, they can oftentimes be sent out and be reconditioned. If they're reasonably priced, then what we would do is just replace that control panel and you'll be back in business.
Oh, good. So that's kind of good news. All right.
Yeah.
Here's another one, Dan. It's a 2009 Honda CR-V. The air conditioner not working. The clutch is not kicking on. This is the clutch. I've checked the fuses, the relays, and it appears to have enough refrigerant. What could be the problem? Anything else I can check the texture? I don't know if they mean the clutch.
Yeah, they do mean the clutch, actually.
They do.
I heard you wondering about that, so let me explain that. The air conditioning compressor does not run all the time because first of all, would freeze up. It can't run all the time. It needs to cycle, and under certain driving conditions, it needs to shut off because it draws a lot of power. So if you're accelerating or if you're sometimes when you're turning a sharp turn, things like that, there's pressure sensors around the engine that'll shut the air conditioning compressor off so you get the power that you need when you need it. But that being said, if the AC compressor is not cycling on like it's supposed to, most commonly it's because the refrigerant is low. And I don't know how you had that checked without hooking it up to a machine. But if you're sure that the refrigerant is not low, then we would start looking at one of the sensor switches, like in the power steering pump, or the air conditioning. Our system itself has safety switches built into it that will cause it to turn off under certain conditions, because the pressure inside the air conditioning system can actually get way too high. And if that happens, it can actually damage things and be dangerous. But so it has safety switches. And if one of those safety switches has failed, that would cause that problem too. But by far the most common problem when the air conditioning compressor will not turn on, when the clutch won't engage, it's because the refrigerant is low. So I would have that refrigerant rechecked.
Okay, very good. If you're just tuning in, keep in mind that Dan will be with us till close to 7:45. So if you have any kind of a car, truck, van problem, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. Let's see. Oh, we're getting a bunch here. Okay, here's one I don't think ever had before, Dan. Are the repair costs different for warranty versus non-warranty work?
The warranty companies like to think so. they push us hard to work for a discount, and we, of course, resist that and you know, want to work for what we get paid by everyone else, and we're pretty good about that, and we're pretty set in our ways that way, and that actually causes us to have to eliminate a few of the warranty companies that we would like to do business with, but just will not pay properly. And, you know, we're busy all the time. We can't be working for a discount. And so that's one thing that I warn people about when you're buying an extended warranty, to beware of how they pay and who they allow you to work with. If you want to continue to do business with me or your favorite shop, make sure that the extended warranty that you buy allows you to do that. And the other thing I recommend, before you buy an extended warranty, call your shop and see if the company that you're considering is one that we look favorably on and look forward to working with.
That's a good idea. It's a great idea. Well, thanks for the question. Let's do this, Dan. We want to take a look at that forecast and what's happening this coming week weather-wise. So hang on. We're going to be right back after the weather with more car care questions and answers. Call or text Dan at 651-989-9226. 40 degrees right now here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Around a little after 7 o'clock every Saturday morning, thanks to the help you get with from Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan, a bunch of texts. We have callers too. In fact, let's get to the phones. I think Catherine is calling in from Blaine this morning. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Yes, I have a 2017 Toyota RAV4, and I was told when I bought the car that I do not need to change oil but once a year. I wanted to see what your opinion is on that, Dan.
Yeah, I disagree. And if you have been listening to the show, I've been saying this for years, that oil and service are a very, very important thing with cars. And even if you don't drive your vehicle very much, I still think that it's important that we see your vehicle at least twice a year and be able to check all of the other stuff that is included with an oil change. And, you know, oil is the lifeblood of the car. It doesn't cost very much, and I just do not recommend going that long of interval. The oil that we take out of your car gets recycled and is reused in, you know, for good things. So it's not I don't find it to be environmentally unfriendly to change your oil more frequently. It's really important part of the car. So I think you should do that. Change it at least twice a year.
All right, very good. Thanks, Catherine. Yeah, and you have mentioned that over the years, for sure, at least a couple of times. Now, speaking of oil, here's a text that says, I change my oil on my 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee every 6,000 miles with synthetic oil. When I change it, the oil life meter usually shows 50% or more left on it. How is that determined? Am I wasting money by changing my oil too soon?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and it's the same answer. If you're changing it every 6,000 miles, that's just fine. I think you should do that. It's important. The, you know, those life or those oil life meters, a lot of them are very sophisticated, where they take into account your driving habits. If you're on the highway or on the road or in the city or what you're doing, some of them are very simple and just do it on time and mileage. And so I'm not sure how that Jeep is calculated, but my answer would be the same, that if you're changing it every 6,000 miles, in my opinion, that's a perfect schedule, and that's what you should continue to do.
Yeah, especially since it's synthetic, right? If it was...
That's for sure. You know, when we change oil on a vehicle, on a normal vehicle that holds 4 to 5 quarts, on a convention with conventional oil, we recommend changing it every 3,000 miles, and with synthetic oil, we recommend doing it every 5,000 miles. And I've done the math on this, and it's actually cheaper to use synthetic oil and change it on the longer interval.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So don't hesitate to do that.
We might even see you this coming week, if that's okay, if I can make an appointment to see Lloyd's myself. But
that's exactly what you should do. And you can call me direct. I'll handle that for you, Denny.
I was going to say my people will call your people, but I don't have people anymore. All right. Here's one. It says the brake light indicator on my 2010 Mazda Miata comes on intermittently when I accelerate. It goes off after attaining speed. When I stop and start again, the sequence repeats. After doing this several times, the light stops coming on. What should I do?
You should check your brake fluid. It sounds like your brake fluid is down to the level, right at the level that will turn the indicator on. There's a float in the fluid, and when you're accelerating, the fluid runs one way, and it sounds like you're right at that level. I think if you put just a little splash of brake fluid in your vehicle, the light will stay off. There's two things that cause the light to come on most commonly. One is the brake fluid level indicator, and the other one is the indicator switch on the parking brake. So if the parking brake is fully released, then I would check my brake fluid, and that's probably what's going on.
Just a note for our listeners, Dan, if we run out of time, I'm going to grab the text messages we did not get, and we'll open up the show next week with those so we don't shorten anybody's request. All right, here's one. It says, an 07 Ford Freestar. Texter can't adjust the steering wheel. I press the lever, but nothing happens. How can I get this to work?
Well, without looking at it, I don't know. There's safety things involved in that, you know, in that release that are part of it. The oftentimes they're spring loaded, those releases, and so I'm not sure what's going on or why it's not moving when it's supposed to, but it does not sound like a complicated repair. To take care of that usually is not a complicated repair. Usually something is just binding, maybe needs to be lubricated a little bit or something like that, the actual release, and then I think you'll be in business. I think it'll be simple, but without looking at it, I can't point you to what you should look for.
Let's do a real quick phone call, and then we have to break. Jerry in Montemita, what's your question for Dan Burns, please?
Hey, good morning, guys. Dan, I'm nearing a restoration. I've got a 63 Corvair truck, and I'm hearing that the oil that I use should use a special oil with zinc in it, and I'm kind of wondering about that.
You know, I'm not familiar with that exactly, but in my opinion, oil technology has only improved. So I think that any oil that you get that you can get on the market today is going to be better than any oil we were using way back then. So I think anything that you get will be just fine.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable. All right, Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, give us a call. Our phone number is 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or even better, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Good deal, Dan. I'll give you a shout, and I'll see you this coming week.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Dan Burns. Get those lawn and garden questions ready, because right after Jack Farrell's Wine Chat, Julie will be here from the University of Minnesota answering those lawn and garden questions here on 830 WCCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.